Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that today is the first devotional in a series on King Saul, the first king of Israel. And I just wanted to let you know the context of where these devotionals are coming from. Recently, I have been listening to the podcast, The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill. And it's just been a very illuminating series of podcasts, just causing me to reflect a lot on just some of the things that we have in our church culture, whether it be fame and celebrity influencer culture that we see permeating within Christian church, and also the issues of toxic leadership and spiritual abuse. And so as I've been reflecting on just some of the very high profile failures that we've seen in church leadership and falls from grace from very world-renowned leaders, it brought to mind the story of King Saul. And I think there's actually a lot of parallels in his story and some of what we've seen in the rise and fall of some of these leaders and movements. And so I hope you'll keep that in mind as you listen to this series of devotionals and reflect on the influence of celebrity and influencer culture in our churches and how it may be contributing to this cycle of toxic leadership, spiritual abuse, and ultimately the compromising of the testimony of the Christian church. So here's the first devotional in the series on the life of King Saul. Samuel chapter 8, verses 5 through 7. They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not follow your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have." But when they said, "Give us a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king." There is something in us that longs for a king. As Samuel's tenure as prophet was coming to an end, the people of Israel made this demand: "We want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles." They didn't know what they were asking. But God called it for what it was, telling Samuel, "It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king." God had delivered them from their Egyptian oppressor and made a path through the sea. God had gone out before them in the cloud and by fire. God had rained down manna from heaven to feed them for 40 years. God delivered them through every battle into the promised land. But they would rather have a king like all the other nations. And when you make a mere man your king, there's always a cost. He will take the best of everything you have, your talents and treasures, your sons and daughters, more and more until he destroys you or you destroy him. But then you have Jesus wearing a crown of thorns, naked, without pomp or splendor, hanging from a cross to save those who should have been serving him. And there, above his head, hangs a sign that reads, "King." And so your reflection for today is this: yes, there is something in us that longs for a king. But can we discern the true King who is worthy of our allegiance? Or will we continue to serve mere men who destroy like all the other nations? For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.